federal government has defended the economic modelling on which it's based the plan for net zero emissions by 2050. The plan indicates 40% of the reduction will come through investment in new technology that some climate scientists say is lacking in proven effectiveness and light on detail. But Finance Minister Simon Birmingham says Australia is one of the few countries in the world to explain how it will get to net zero.
We know it's not easy, and we're clear in the principles that will guide us there. Our principles being that we will invest in technology, create incentives, and drive change through establishing more choice for Australian businesses and consumers, and creating more opportunities for other countries in the world to adopt more cost-effective technologies.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese has accused the government of trying to hide from scrutiny by releasing the information late on a Friday afternoon.
What politicians normally will do, if they're proud of their work, if there's rigour in the work, is release information to journalists and allow them to ask questions. What we had here was a series of press conferences from the Prime Minister and from Angus Taylor, and then after the press conferences were over, a release of the modelling without proper scrutiny.